got a couple things here as the Fox boys are doing their final game this weekend. So school's about to be dismissed for the year. And putting the finishing touches on the NFC title game.
Do they wear, I wonder, whoever it is, whether it's Nance or Joe or Troy, do they wear the Super Bowl thing as a badge of honor? Like, ah, oh, cool, we get to do the Super Bowl. Or is it like, thank God we don't have to do the Super Bowl?
I think you talk yourself into either way, right? Because you're absolutely honored to do a Super Bowl, but you also know your work year goes 2 extra weeks.
Yeah.
And so on those, so it's every third year, Fox gets the Super Bowl, of course, and then NBC and CBS, they all take their turn. To this point, and I'm sure ESPN would love to change this, they've never received a Super Bowl. So I guess add another billion to your bid and maybe you can make that happen. So Troy and Joe did the Falcons 28-3 Super Bowl with the Patriots, and then they did last year's Chiefs 49ers Super Bowl. So they've had some
good ones.
They've had some really good ones, but then again, the other guys got Eagles, Patriots, and so forth. And so I guess the Romo Super Bowl is probably the clunker so far, the Rams-Patriots.
Ugh, yeah.
That was garbage. So this year, it's their turn again, right? It's a CBS Super Bowl. Yeah, that's why we're... Yeah, of course it is. I don't know why I was so thrown off by that. But anyway, so yeah, this is our final week of grinding on these games. From a TV preparation standpoint, and I just found some of these numbers that are just so wonderful. And they're all going to be Tampa Bay numbers just because Tom Brady has kind of tigered up these record books to a point where it's just stupid. So, all-time playoff wins. Top five franchises, go. All-time playoff wins.
Okay, so it would be the Patriots.
At number one, the Patriots. 37 playoff wins. Now, of course, the format has changed, but
still.
Yeah. 37.
Steelers.
Steelers are tied for second at 36.
49ers.
Tied for fifth with 32.
Cowboys.
Tied for four, or four, sole fourth, 35.
And Green Bay.
Green Bay tied for second with the Steelers. So your top five goes Patriots, 37. Packers, Steelers, 36. Cowboys, 35. And then in a tie for fifth, the San Francisco 49ers with 32 and Tom Brady with 32.
God! God!
Is that not the craziest thing you've ever heard?
God. You know what's weird, too, is that the Cowboys are on 35, and they're one behind third place or whatever, second place.
Yeah.
And they've won one playoff game or two playoff games in a quarter century. How far ahead were they in 1995?
In 1995, they were miles in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very comfortable margin because, you know.
The Steelers were probably around them a little bit, but.
It was a reasonable gap, I want to say, you know, and I do that franchise rankings every year. The Cowboys were to a point where I guess they could kind of take 25 years off and still be
right in
the mix. Then the other one that is equally stupid is all-time conference title games by franchise.
Oh, God.
And I'll just tell you, Tom Brady only trails two franchises now.
Cowboys... And
49ers and Steelers.
Oh, okay.
So I guess he has more than the Cowboys?
Or that's weird. Tied? I mean, the Cowboys, think about it. They had, yeah.
He had 14. He has 14,
yeah.
Conference championship games. Tom.
The Cowboys must have 13.
Stinking Brady.
14.
In 19 years as a starter.
Like, I tweeted this out on Sunday night after it was kind of, affirmed that they were going to win that game, that he's the greatest player in the history of the league, and there really is no debate. And, you know, football's subjective as far as positions, and, you know, Jim Brown was better, and Barry Sanders and Jerry Rice, and I get it. I get all that. But what he has been able to accomplish at that position, which I think we all agree in the sports world It is the most difficult position to play in all of sports.
Mm-hmm.
The level that he took that to and maintained for 21 years is untouchable.
Yeah.
And it just, I mean, for me at least, I don't even see how there is an argument. And I know football is, you can't think of it that way. It's not like Jordan versus LeBron. It's football. It's bigger than that. But he has just separated himself from everyone.
Well, yeah, I mean, the greatest football player of all time, yeah, I guess you have to say I'm just not going to consider anybody but a quarterback probably, right?
You have to.
Because where is Jerry Rice and Jim Brown and where's Anthony Munoz and all these, you know, all these great linemen and who knows the greatest safeties and everything. You just eliminate that because it's a quarterback's game, I guess.
It's really impressive to me, and maybe you mentioned this. I was looking something up, but the fact that he switched teams and conferences and the fact that this year he's not playing against the Jets and the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And the Bills are good, but typically they're not. He's not doing that for two decades. It's much more difficult to play the Saints, Falcons, and I guess Carolina's over there.
Yeah.
That the fact that he broke from the Patriots and is going to the NFC Championship, not that you needed any more evidence, but boy, it sure does. Like I was saying yesterday, it really tips the scales in his favor.
Yeah, and I wonder,
that solidifies, in my opinion, as the greatest of all time in this game.
Yeah, I wonder, our simple perception of where he decides to go, I wonder where that enters in. For instance, if you win a title with the Lakers, it's impressive, but that's what the Lakers do. Is there something about it if LeBron would have gone to the Sacramento Kings 100%. And won a title? And now you got to live in Sacramento and you got to deal with that. And I suppose that's not quite like L.A. And
like if he would have joined Sacramento with Harrison Barnes and Buddy Hield and won a title, yeah.
Or maybe he brings Anthony Davis, but it's a title for a franchise that doesn't know what that is.
Right.
And so do we judge this different if Tom Brady actually goes to the Cowboys or to the 49ers?
100%.
A team with many titles, and he's just the next in the long line. I kind of think it's sort of cool that he's joining a team that hasn't been to a playoff game in 15 years or whatever that was.
Yeah.
And then the final thing that will be mentioned quite a bit this week, and since it's Tuesday, I'll roll it out there. The Buccaneers have a chance with a win to be the first team in Super Bowl history to play a home game in the Super Bowl. So this popped up a couple years ago. Remember, the Vikings had a chance. If they could win that NFC title game in Philadelphia, they would host the Super Bowl at that new Bank One or whatever we call that in Minneapolis. What's it called up there? Yeah, U.S. Bank?
Yeah, I think that's
it.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is.
Cowboys could have done it in 2016 in the Dez Catch year.
No, that 2011 we hosted.
Oh, 2011? Yeah. Well, screw me.
Dez Catcher was also 2014.
But the Rangers won the World Series that year.
Your intentions were good.
I knew it was in the last 15 years.
Yeah, the year they hosted the Super Bowl, the Cowboys got off to a 1-7 start, and it just didn't look like it was going to be their year.
That it often rough. Doesn't with a 1-7 start.
But think about that. What if his first Super Bowl in the NFC is also the first time a team can host a Super Bowl?
Dude, I mean, think about if the Rays would have won the World Series, the Tom Brady touch of just coming into town and your hockey team wins and your baseball team wins and your football team wins the home game.
He's truly magic. Like, he's actually magic.
Yeah, I would believe
it's tough to rule it out anymore.
Like David Blaine.
Like Tiernan. I'd forget QAnon. I'd go to Tiernan. He's the man.
He might be a witch.
Or a warlock.
We should see if he floats.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.